Solly here, bringing you more tips to help your child with ADHD flourish and thrive. So screens can be the bane of your life. They're in our world now. The genie is out the bottle. We're in the 21st century. It's really difficult to go back to having no screens. And to be honest, there's some quite a lot of positives to do with having screens. We know our children feel incredibly successful. They're good at it. They can connect with friends. It can develop their problem-solving skills. It has a calming effect. It encourages learning, developing language. It encourages creativity and it improves working memory. However, there are negatives because we know it interferes with family life. Our children can avoid doing stuff around the house. It can lead to confrontation when we're telling them to come off. It may be affecting their sleep and is incredibly unsociable, or they might be watching inappropriate content. So we have to consider online safety. And it also might lead to unhealthy habits because it could lead to being overweight or obese. So what can we do? I think the first thing to do is for you to actually see what it is they are doing. So join in with stuff they're doing, join in with a game, sit and watch with them, sit and watch the YouTube with them. Monitor what they are using. So it's really important for you to take their device and as their parent, particularly if you're paying for the device and the use of the device, for you to have regular checks so that you can see what they're doing. But in general terms, I think this has to be a collaboration. It has to be an agreement. So you need to talk and you need to listen to what it is that they are doing and then come up with a plan. So instead of being a parent dictating, you are now going to come off and then it's a battle, have an agreement beforehand. How long do you think is reasonable? How many levels of this game do you think you should be playing in one session? And then agree the thing that they're going to do afterwards. So the only way that it's going to be motivating enough for them to come off is if the thing that they're doing next is really enticing and interesting and exciting. If it's coming off to do homework or some other activity that they're really not motivated to do, then you're going to have a real disagreements and rows about it. So it needs to be a conversation that you know what they're doing, you understand how difficult it is because these program makers make it very compelling to stay on to the next level or watch the next YouTube video or get up your points or you're in the middle of an arcade game or whatever it is, it's so compelling to stay on. So the more you understand that, the more then you can be in the conversation and have a plan that together you are both in agreement for. It's really also important to have the discussion with them that the reason why they need to have some monitoring and some regulation about this is that eventually they need to self-regulate. So when our children become young adults and go and live away from home, they're going to need to have developed good practices and good habits so that they're not gaming into the night. They're not watching YouTube in up till 5 a.m. and then they have to get up and go to work or go to university. So what you need to talk to your children about is that this is all to do with self-control and self-regulation. But they need reminders to come off. So we need multiple alarms, post-it notes, go in and quietly sit with them, touch them. So it brings them back into reality. Try as much as you can to switch off an hour before bedtime so that they have some calm time without their head being in a heightened state of arousal before they go to sleep. And then finally, have conversations with your children about online safety, what it's advisable to give out, what information they should be giving out, and what information they definitely should not be giving out. And then finally, as I say quite often, the most important thing in this whole thing is your relationship. If you alienate your child and then they're doing things in secret, and you're not having a discussion about it, then they're more likely going to get into trouble with all of this. So keep your relationship that you're talking, keep it loving, so that if they do get into trouble, they can come to you and you can help them problem solve their way out. I hope you found those quick tips useful, but if you'd like some more in-depth training, some coaching, some mentoring, and some really brilliant support, then join our Together Stronger Club, a great online community where we help one another, support one another to help our children flourish and thrive.